Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 64. Thank you so much for listening. So I don't know, I have like a bunch of theories going through my heads today. I have multiple heads apparently. My head, that I'm not sure which one trails to which. Because, well, let's just say that it started with my purchase of a new cell phone, of which is larger than any other cell phone I've had. I didn't have one of those like bag phones, so that would be larger. But this phone, it's nice. Visually, it's beautiful and wonderful and great. But oh my God, big, huge, like unmanageable was the perfect description somebody else gave to me earlier today. I have a belt loop on mine, like a thing you can, you know, a little clip. Great. I mean, great. But man, no matter what way I clip it, it's in the way. Can't bend, can't really run, pulling your pants down if your pants are a little big. And then it's like doesn't fit in my old phone pocket for my purse. So now I got to stick it in the middle and it's heavier. And so I like have this theory that all the body workers perhaps are like in cahoots with the phone makers, right? Make a bigger phone. People have to carry it. We get more work in our PT office and et cetera, et cetera. And then there's dress pants, women's pants, no pockets. Have I talked about this before on here? I don't know if I have or not. This is a rant that I occasionally have with various people who totally understand my pain. Women's pants, dress pants, if they have pockets, they have fake pockets in them sometimes. So you might be seeing pockets and thinking, well, I don't know, these women's pants look like they have pockets. They may just be a little piece of material that looks like a pocket. Don't actually provide you any space to put anything in. Like there's no actual hole there. I ran into one pair of pants where the pocket was so shallow that it was like, there was a pocket there, but it was literally so shallow that it was, I wouldn't trust a key in there. Like I wouldn't put a key in a keychain in there because it wouldn't fit, but I wouldn't trust a key, maybe a quarter or a dime, questionable. Anyway, it's like this frustrating thing of not having a place to put your phone quick or easy, right? And so I don't know, how are we going to handle this as a culture? Like how are we going to figure all of this out if we keep having these huge phones and we're all going to end up having weird hand issues? People do have weird hand issues, which is why they have those little buttons that you can get on the phone or for your phone that you stick on the back and then you can pull it out. So when you're holding it, you don't have to grip it. It just goes between your fingers. So you kind of have a real light hold on your phone, because the tighter hold when you need to hold onto it because you're walking or you're trying to do something, it can be painful for your fingers, your hands, your wrist, and kind of not a great arm position. And then, you know, we don't even need to talk about the back and the neck of really needing to hold our phones up, but then we're holding, yes, we're saving on our neck, but we're holding our hands in a really uncomfortable position. Anyway, how do we balance this great technology with phones and the really sucky things that it's doing to our bodies? So, okay, as women, we can hardly carry a credit card and a set of keys with us in most of our pants. Now we have to try to maneuver this huge phone that we potentially need. And I know we can go back to smaller phones, but, you know, it is nice to have a larger screen. So some funky technology needs to make it so the phone, it just opens up like a lotus flower and creates this beautiful screen for us and then closes when we need to put it in our pocket. Like when we get to that technology, it's going to be freaking awesome. I mean, I'm fine if we all want to get paid enough so that we can hire people to to follow us around to carry our phones and to, you know, take care of those things for us and have a little cart to carry our little goodies with us. And yes, it's great. Minimalistically, it's nice if we don't have to carry everything around. But a phone, a computer, all of those things for many people, you have to carry them around. And sometimes we just need stuff with us and we don't necessarily have cars or want to have a car. You know, it's nice to be able to go travel around on foot. But I don't know. I'm fascinated to see how our bodies are going to be and how do we deal with this going forward. And then fashion wise, what do we do? Let's do something about this. Let's make phones. If we're going to make them bigger, how can we work our fashion sense or our wardrobes to make them easy to have a phone in? And I'm thinking like coats just need to have more pockets in them, right? Like winter coats. if I shove my hat and my mittens in my coat pocket to shove my new phone in there, it's kind of a challenge. And you don't always have the hat or the mittens outside the pocket if you're, you know, inside or whatever. It's possible, but it's certainly not convenient, and you got to pull things out to get back to the phone. I'm missing my old phone, I'm just saying. Love my new phone visually, just missing the convenience of my old phone. And I'm thinking, you know, like you look at those armbands that we have, that we've had for a very long time for iPods and phones and stuff on the arm. And I haven't used, I had one once and it didn't work very good. But like with the iPhone 10, that's larger than some of these other phones, we still have these bands. And I'm curious, A, how comfortable they are. Like I have no idea. And how well they work. So if anybody's got any tips, I'm really would love to put them on Facebook, man. Put them on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger, @Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces, because I would love to know something that holds on but not too tight and does a decent job if I decide to keep the larger phone and not go with the smaller phone. But I'm thinking, is that going to be like an office accessory that we're going to have like in our work clothing? We're all going to be carrying, you know, or wearing the armbands so that we can have our phone with us. And then, you know, I think of men in suits, you know, they have the inner pocket if they're wearing a suit jacket typically, which is, again, not great to have your phone that close to you, as I understand it. So not great to have it in your pants pocket either. But I'm thinking a jacket pocket near the heart, probably not the best. I'm just curious to see how things shift and evolve over time with all that we're sort of demanding our bodies to do. It is a weird thing to see people walk down the street and have their phone in one hand and go for a long walk with people that always have their phone in their hand, not because they necessarily need to have it in their hand. It's just if you're in the middle of summer and you didn't wear a pair of pants with big pockets or whatever, or again, loose pants, you run the risk of having a little wardrobe malfunction there with your heavy phone and your loose pants. So I'm just curious to see where we go and what we do to adapt and how technology changes. And again, if my phone can open like a lotus flower and provide me with a screen and a small compact version I can toss in my pocket, I'm down with that. So get to work on that, folks. I'd be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and check the other episodes out on morningswithastranger.com. And like I said, Facebook. @MorningsWithAStranger. That's @MorningsWithAStranger, no spaces on Facebook. Thanks very much and have a great day.